to be true. I'm not gonna fall asleep.
Me and the Moon, Rad Pitt and Animal Noise, all appearing at the John Peel Centre in Stowmarket on the bill of the latest BBC Introducing gig here in Suffolk. With me in the studios, presenters Graham Mack and Richard Hoare. Great to see you both.
You too, Foz, always.
I'll believe you. Bring yourself a cup of coffee in and a biscuit, won't you? Don't worry about me.
Biscuit's not one.
Yeah, no. Oh. That's sorry. Really stingy behaviour.
You gave us our big break on radio and we don't even get you a cup of coffee.
Well, I'm glad you acknowledge that, yes. Yeah. It doesn't come a lot bigger than this, does it?
You've probably had enough biscuits today, though, haven't you?
I've had no biscuits at all.
Have you not?
As you can see by looking at my waist.
I'm sorry.
This is your third time at the John Peel Centre.
It is, yeah. You've been checking and watching on us. Yeah,
I've been doing my research, yes.
Yeah, and this one is more special than any of them because our arrival... Yeah, it is, because it's coinciding with the third birthday of the John Peel Centre.
That's right.
They tried several other people, couldn't get anyone else, so thought we'll get those guys in. So, yeah, we sort of feel privileged and honoured to be part of their birthday party.
What's exciting as well is that this is... You're quite right in saying this is our third time there with a BBC Introducing gig. There's going to be three more this year, after tomorrow's one, four this year.
They've booked you up already?
They have.
Shouldn't they wait until after this one?
Possibly, but we've got it in writing, haven't we? Yeah. We're going to have three more, definitely.
Well, well done to Sheila and all those involved at the John Peel Centre. What taste they have to keep getting you back.
Indeed, yeah. And tomorrow's lineup's incredible. We heard from that little montage that Graham expertly sliced together. All three very energetic bands, which is what I'm looking forward to. People should be jumping around. The band certainly will.
So let's take the bands one by one then. Me and the Moon, who wants to talk about them?
I've got to give this one to Richard because it's his favourite band of all time.
Yeah, that's an exaggeration to say. I've only heard three songs of them, but one of them, Run With Wolves, which we heard the little snippet of there, I boldly proclaim that is the best song that we played last year. One of the best songs.
It is a good
song. The top three.
Very
I'm
good song.
Backtracking slightly. But it's a perfect slice of sort of indie pop. So yeah, we've only heard three songs, but the three that we've heard are belters.
Hopefully they've got some more to play tomorrow because it'll be a very short set. Rad Pitt's set, even if they play their entire catalogue, will be quite a short set because they've just recently released a 9-track album which comes in at just over 20 minutes. It's what you heard there. It's shouting, it's fun, it's energetic. The album's got a cartoon of Brad Pitt on the cover. What more do you want?
I love the band name. Very, very clever.
They're very rad.
They are.
Rad is the word of 2016.
Yeah.
And it's what Rad Pitt are. And you need to come and see them tomorrow. And Animal Noise, well, they're kind of famous, aren't they, really, Animal Noise? They've played festivals. They don't need to be doing this tomorrow, but we've managed to get them nonetheless.
Yeah, they're extremely talented, extremely vibrant. What festival did they play? Tea in the Park,
yeah.
Wasn't it? If this is part of the BBC Introducing success story, that people send in their music and if we like it, we play it on the radio and then we can pass up to our colleagues at Radio 1, at Six Music and so on, and you can be playing a festival. And with Animal Noise, interestingly enough, it was an email from Tom Robinson, who along with you is one of the godfathers
of music in general.
Don't take the mic.
He got in contact with us saying, look, we had these guys on our Six Music show. And they mentioned that they haven't been played by you. And for some reason, they just slipped through the
net. Yeah, occasionally it happens.
Once Tom Robinson calls, we sort of jump. And they came on, and we've formed a lovely relationship with them since.
Yeah, well, these gigs wouldn't happen without people sending their music our way, because all the acts that we take with us, they're all new bands.
It's very easy to upload the music, isn't it?
Very simple. bbc.co.uk/introducing/upload it. If you're making music, send it to us there. It's free to come along to the gig tomorrow. And we're going to be debuting a new light box. It's a box with BBC Music Introducing written on it. And one of us, we're going to switch roles throughout the night. We're going to be in the crowd with a remote control. This is true, remote control. And it changes the colour of the box.
Which I hope it's got the health and safety sticker on it.
Yeah. Well, we did have to send it back because when it got sent to us initially, it was faulty. And then we had to send it back and get a new one. But it's all working now, so we're going to take that tomorrow.
I'm very excited.
David Butcher, who will be engineering for you, recording all the bands, will want to make sure that that has passed the technical test.
Yes, he will. And we should give a quick shout for Butcher, because Butcher engineers lots of sessions for not just you, but for us throughout the year. And the idea with these gigs as well, it's like taking our live sessions on the road. So it's your chance to actually come and see a live session at a wonderful venue.
And it won't cost you a penny, certainly not to get in.
Absolutely not.
Can you believe that? Three bands, all for free.
It is amazing.
I know.
They're all excellent. They're giving up the time for free, as are the people at the centre, who we can't thank enough, and we can't thank Sheila enough.
This is important. So, yeah, people are doing this all for free. Come along, show your support, and then if nobody comes, we probably won't do the other three, will we? It would be too depressed to do them.
You'd be quite sad.
The place will be packed. Mm.
Good.
We'll tell you what, if no one comes, we'll do the other three, but no one's invited.
You'd enjoy that, wouldn't you? You really would. And they'll be there just to see Richard Hoare's beard, won't they? Which has been growing since the first programme. All those years ago.
I thought you were going to say since the First World War.
When was the first BBC introducing? Can you put a year to it?
For our show? Yeah. Our show started in 2009, October the 1st.
2009.
Yeah, that was the date.
2016
the first
now.
Show. And we've been at the Peel Centre 2013 and 2014. And now lots of times in 2015. 2016. 2016. Oh, we missed a year out, didn't we? Didn't do 2015. Last year was very busy.
Yeah.
You know?